Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. And, you know, as I was spending time this morning abiding with him, you know, I was just thinking about you. I was thinking about that, you know, you need to be hopeful. You know, you need to be encouraged. You need to understand that though we're looking in the natural sense of perilous times, that no matter what happens in this life, our God is preparing for you a place. He calls it a mansion. Think about it, a mansion. If you hadn't seen a mansion, go to Texas. The commoner house is like 7,000 square feet.
I know.
No, it's just beautiful houses out there. Lots of land, too. It's amazing, yeah. You know. And so, you know, with that, you know that he's become like streets of gold. I mean, you talk about a healthcare plan. There's no more sicknesses, no more disease, no more pain. There's trees. Get this. I want to encourage you. Because if you're looking for a man to heal you, normally men just try, you know, what rhymes with heal you? Anyway, so you know, the men that who try to rule, that's what I'm talking about, not your brothers and not your sisters. Well, sometimes your brothers. Anyway, moving on a little bit past that, is the fact that there's a tree, there's a certain tree in heaven. And this tree, you can read about it. I'm reading from the press. I'm reading from the Bible. This is the true press. I'm not reading from other things. And so there's just trees, and these trees, they got leaves. Unlike the shrubbery that just tends to struggle up front. I don't know what it is. I mean, everything grows, but these particular shrubs, I think it was time to pull. You know, Scott used to live across the street from me, and Scott was, you know, before he was in the industry of, you know, the business he's in now. And I'll just say is he drives a brown truck and has brown clothes, and he's doing very good. He's a supervisor there, and I love Scott and Karen. That his bushes always grew good, you know. And I remember talking to him, I was like, what are you putting on your bushes? Oh, it's just, you know, and he just kind of just threw it out, some sort of lantana or something like that. And so I have yet to find the lantana bush, but I am going to find it. I am going to have that thing that Scott has in his yard, like this square shrub thing. I mean, for all of our city listeners, you know, I'm going to have it in a pot going on the balcony, going on the roof. Whoa, the bat line. Yes, come on. Hello. How are you doing? I see. Oh, great. That's totally
Mr.
Wonderful.
President? Yes.
Mr. President? I think that's Gotham City. I think that was John's phone. Is it not? Hey, who is it? Oh, my goodness. What does he have to say?
Oh, my goodness.
And so there's these trees in heaven, you know. And I'm going to tell you the perfect health care plan. This is the perfect health care plan. The perfect health care plan is this. It is you finding Jesus as your Lord and Savior, but not only as your Lord and Savior, but your healer, that he heals you. He's your healer. Think about it. Is that beautiful? And not only that, does he heal you? I've been healed. I don't know how many times. I know a lot of people. I was just looking this morning, you know, on a healing that took place. You know, there was Cindy's down in Lakeland. They're praying for one of their coworkers who's, I believe it was the brother, had gotten into a motorcycle accident that wasn't wearing a helmet. You know, and I started thinking about Dan Livingston's son.
Yeah.
You know, and that was so powerful to watch.
Tommy.
Yeah, when Tommy was healed, you know, he was in a motorcycle accident. But he had his helmet on and everything. A lady pulled out in front of him.
Yeah.
And it was just so cool to see Dan, his father, Dan, standing at the foot of his bed. He would let nobody in that room who was not going to be in agreement and lock into his faith.
Right.
I mean, if anybody's bold.
That's right.
You know, Dan Livingston's bold.
He is.
And he's Pastor Dan to a lot of people that are his pastor. He's a good man. And he's just standing there for Tommy, you know. And it didn't look in the natural sense good. But he just believed God and just spoke over him. And we got a chance, which is so cool, because, you know, Tommy was part of helping us at the VFN studios and getting things together. And, and also Brad, you know, his brother. And not only that, but even Pastor Dan Livingston came out and spoke at the last year's, he was a part of last year's VFN family gathering as he spoke about Israel, because he actually is the representative for CUFI, Christians United for Israel, in his city.
Right.
And anyway, so he held on, you know, and just believed God. And when he believed God, I mean, I'm telling you, you know, I know. It was just in the natural sense, because it was a head injury. I mean, when he got in the accident, it was the handlebars of the motorcycle went right where his face mask is, and it pressed his frontal lobe back into his brain, which is, you would think it would be, but it wasn't over because our God heals. You know what I'm saying? Our God heals. All the doctors, all the medicine, and all the things that they say, but it was just our God.
All right.
Our God heals. And so he held on, and today, you know, Tommy is happy-go-lucky. He's wearing his blueberry out, as you know, as Brad yeah. says, you know, texting, Facebooking, and all that. He's driving, you know, Dan's teaching him how to drive, and he, I got a chance to come to VFN TV studios. We got a chance to show him to the VFN family, and he got a chance to talk and give God, you know, praise for what was going on. And it was just like, he said, "You got a new word. What's the new word?" Oh my goodness. But it was so amazing, wasn't it?
To watch, yeah, it was.
Because Tommy's such a cool dude. I mean, everybody likes Tommy, you know, and so many people came to the Lord during that time that, you know, Dan says, and it was just cool to be able to see that. I don't, you know, and so these trees, I'm talking about healing. I'm talking about the healthcare plan. I mean, you know, no matter what's happening in this life, and, you know, it all depends on where you live geographically. It all depends what your economy's like, where you're at. It all depends what they're willing to pay you, where you're at. And there is no rubber stamp walk in the Lord, because it all depends on where you're living and how, you know, a lot of different, your environment, you know, how you're going to have to live. And so nobody deserves one thing better than another. It right. just happens to be, you know, where you, where you're growing up. And so then these trees have leaves on it. And these leaves, you take the leaf in these leaves, they're healing for the nations. I mean, think about it. There's healing for the nations. I mean, think about that, John. I mean, you can take the leaf. I mean, this place that God's preparing for you, and there's so many other things about it, but I'm talking about the healthcare plan that God has for you. You know, you're talking about a benefits package. I mean, there's a huge benefit of being in God. When the first and foremost is that he forgives our sins and remembers them no more and removes them from the east to the west, that we are right in right standing before God and heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Need to add anything to that? But there's a lot to add to that.
Right.
And one thing is the health care plan in heaven is there's no sickness, no tears, and these leaves, these trees are healing for the nations. I remember Nicole's son.
Yeah.
He actually had a dream of heaven. You can see this on the torch, the VFN torch. You can get to it at VFNTV.com. You can see the picture that he drew.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like number one for a long time.
Yeah.
One of the articles.
Yeah, a lot of hits.
You got to get it. And I know you guys are wanting to read. You know, it's encouraging to see where we're going. Well, you know, is he eight?
He's seven.
Mm-hmm. And his he colored the picture. And
yeah.
He colored the picture.
His name's Cooper.
And, well, yeah, it's Cooper. Hey, give a shout out to Cooper this morning, by the way. And he colored the picture of what he saw, in the dream.
Mm-hmm.
And he drew the trees.
Yeah, he did.
He drew the trees on the side of the river.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? God is revealing himself to the children. As a matter of fact, we have a couple articles on the VFN Torch, which you need to go check it out. It'll encourage you. Because no matter what's happening here, and that's why the adversary does so much stuff. He's trying to discourage you and get you to walk away from the very God that gave his life for you. And you just go, I don't think so. I don't care how it goes. You may take my freedom. You may take my money. You may take my things, but you will not take my soul. Mm-hmm. You will not touch who I am on the inside. You know, even though they locked Paul up in prison, that they didn't lock him up in his spirit, because many of the Bible that we read today in the New Testament was written when his body was locked up.
That's right.
Isn't that something?
Mm-hmm.
That was just so encouraging. So I want to encourage you this morning that you know, be encouraged that God is with you. And not only that, that we're seeing firsthand where, though it looks, you know, for others, it looks like it's not going to go so good. Those that are the Lord's, those that are not, those that are saying, you know, I know Jesus, not those that are saying I'm a Christian, not those that say, you know, hey, I attend the whatever, you know, and they call the building the church, that they don't identify with themselves as the church. Even doesn't matter if you go to a building or not, doesn't matter. Like I said, I got a good friend that's a building, and I enjoy them when it rains. I enjoy buildings when I sleep. I enjoy coverings.
Mm-hmm.
And so But those that are just going after God and abiding with him, he's giving them $20,000 raises. I mean, I remember giving raises as a business owner, you know, and you have a dollar an hour raise, and the person who's working for you goes, that's just a dollar. No, that's 2,080 hours of all you work. That's $2,080.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, we have people, we're seeing people that love God, that are abiding with God, and you can find out more about that at iabide.org. And they're getting a $20,000 pay raise for a position that doesn't yet exist, that they're going to create for them to be able to get into that position. I mean, think about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, your gift will make room for you, won't it?
Sure will.
You know, you look at, give me a, football. Right. No, not Drew, not in the
NBA. Tim.
Yeah, Tim Tebow. I mean, just Tim Tebow's gift made a room for him.
Uh-huh.
You know, his gift made a room for him because he gave it to God and said, here I am. I'm going to work with everything inside of me. And it makes him, I want to encourage you that don't worry about what's going on. If you'll work with integrity, if you'll be the light in your office or your place with that you work and encouraging, you know what I did when I was in county work, which was a law enforcement officer, they had this evaluation form, and it says specifically, you know, if you do, when you're getting evaluated, they have like five for every particular category. They had five different things that you would have to do, and you get a 1 to a 5. I don't know if the 5 was the good thing or the 1 was the good thing, but you know, and they were different than each other, which is pretty interesting, because you think is you would say, you know, 2 includes 1, 3 includes 1 and 2, and but it was like still different, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'm not going to comment on that. And so, and I remember getting an evaluation. They said this is what he said. He sat down with me and he goes, one of the particular evaluations I had, he said, this is how I do it. I give 1 high, 1 low, and everything right in the middle. I'm thinking, man, that's communism.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you did not, I mean, does it, do you want me to do my job?
Right.
Do you want me to work hard, you know? And I said, well, I'm looking at it right here, and it says very specifically what I would need to do to get, I guess, a 5, maybe. It was mm-hmm. whatever the top one was. And he says, yeah. And I said, well, that means I could take, because I was a deputy,
mm-hmm.
I can take this evaluation then, look at all the 5s in all these areas. I can put it on my visor, that thing that blocks the sun from your eyes. And I could look at it every day, and I could do those things, and then I would get a 5, wouldn't I? You pause for a moment. It just wasn't a good evaluation methodology at that time. And, of course, he pauses, and he goes, well, yeah. And I said, well, that's what I'm going to do. And then it just very specifically said, you know, help your other officers out, be mm-hmm. kind to the citizens. I mean, good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we do as believers. You know, find out what it is to be a 5. What does it mean to be an A+? At your office, at your business, and where you're working, including ministry, you know, ministry, you know, should be, you know, people who work even harder, those that have given their lives fully to the work of the Lord, you know, into the priesthood, into the, you know, serving the kingdom in that capacity, because everybody's a minister, no matter where you're at. But I'm talking about, you know, everybody, and that, you should do it with all your strength, and you should use every talent and max those talents out. When somebody takes a, like my son-in-law, you know, you think about it, that when Blake races his car, he does not race it at 55 miles an hour. He races it as fast as it can go, and mm-hmm. he torques it mm-hmm. and does all these things. He's always working on cars, you know, and he just loves doing it. He calls himself the mad scientist, and but he's trying to max out the vehicle,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so many people are driving the vehicle of their life at 55 miles an hour, or maybe 35. There are some people driving at 15. We don't see them for long. He's like, <"Phew!"
laughs> right,
what was that?
Right.
What was that? That was a very cautious person. And, you know, this is about faith. Faith is being sure and certain. If there's any time you need to max out your gift and push yourself to be able to be a good American, a conservative Christian American, and to be, and always, no matter what season it is, but now, like than ever, is to be solely, fully committed at full throttle, you know, for Jesus. And let me tell you something. You're going to get blessed. We're seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing it. Yeah, heaven is going to be wonderful, and it's being prepared for you. And he said, if I'm going to prepare a place for you, I'm going to come back for you. And our Jesus is coming back. No matter what they say about him, it don't matter what. He's coming back for you if you made him the Lord of your life. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
That is so cool. I just want to encourage you this morning with that.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.